think the parents approached me to try and make other parents aware of the images that can be sent via social media outlets. This family were very annoyed and worried about this incident. They only happened to come across it by mistake. The phone had rung when the young girl wasn't there, and the mother actually answered it, and to find a man in his 30s, they were quite alarmed. They then got their older son to go through the history of the conversation, and they then discovered the indecent images that this child was being sent, and that part of the conversation where the child was asked to send back pictures of herself.
And Councillor Tierney, what is this app? It's probably an app that parents would not be aware of.
Well, it's an app called OVO, OOVOO, that's how it's spelled. It's an app that attracts people to speak to their friends and make friends over via social media. I think it's an app that would be interesting if it was in the hands of the right people, but obviously some people are using it to their advantage and to the disadvantage of some very, very innocent children, and trying to get children to do stuff that they don't feel comfortable with. It's an app that connects people. There's group chats available on it and stuff like that. So it's very worrying. I attended a night in my own son's school there not that long ago, an internet safety night. Now, I use the internet and social media every day in my line of work and find it very useful to reach constituents. However, when I went over to that class, I certainly had my eyes opened on the things that you take for granted and the things that you miss. There's a lot of wee code words that people use to try and get to build relationships with people, which I think children and parents and schools need to be aware of, and they need to be pointing these out to people. And I think parents at this stage need to have a conversation with their children around the dangers of social media.
And the case of this 12-year-old girl in Derry being sent the explicit images by a man, it's not the only case you've come across as well.
It's not the only case. I was made aware via social media again of another case just within the last 24 hours. Again, a family who are very, very annoyed about this. Same type of thing where they had a conversation with a girl who was a little bit older, but not much older. And the conversation, as far as I'm aware, went down the same line as them with the images then being sent at a later time.
And parents and teachers in schools need to be aware of this.
Yes, they do. I think most schools are using the internet now at the minute. I think that it wouldn't do any harm for anyone, schools, youth clubs, anyone who has any influence over children, to have a chat with them about the dangers of social media, and about, obviously, social media can be good for connecting with friends and family who live away and live abroad, but there is also dangers there as well. And I think people need to have a conversation. I know that I had a conversation on a personal basis with my own son and my nephews just within the last 24 hours about the dangers of the internet and about the dangers of this particular app.